Blog Talk Radio. God bless you and you on this Wednesday morning. Do you know that life get better? I think life is already better because each and every one of you all woke up this morning and started on this way. I know for a fact that somebody's life that is going to be impacted because of you. Amen. I truly believe that, and I declare it and decree it in our name of our Father and Savior Jesus Christ. Listen, folks and families and friends, we give honor to the Spirit of Christ, who's the head of our life. We thank God and we thank Him so much. Amen. And I give honor to my wife, First Lady, amen, Lakeisha Spencer, and also ADM family. That's a family that I truly love, my God Almighty, so much. We want big, happy family. My God, if you want to experience it, you come on and just connect and be a part of it. It doesn't matter where you at all over the world. You can connect with us and come on and be a part with us. Just as we have international brothers and sisters, my God, they'll connect with us in South Africa, Norway, my God, United Kingdom. We thank God for you all. France, we thank God. Australia, we thank God for you all as well. Germany, we thank God for you as well. All our international listeners and friends and family, we thank God for you. And the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endures to the end. No matter what you're going through, you just be an endure. Amen. Stay in the divine will of God, and you're going to see things unfold, and you're going to see things, my God, manifest on your behalf, my God. And we thank God for our families and friends right here in the United States of America. It's always a pleasure to connect and commune with our friends here, my God. We thank God for you, New York, Michigan, Connecticut. We thank God, Pennsylvania. It's always a blessing. And South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. It's always a blessing. Ohio, we thank God for you. Send you in the house as well. Missouri, Minnesota. We thank God for you all as well. Well, Texas, Alabama, we thank God. In Florida, we see you in the house. We thank God for you all as well. And right here in our very own city, Georgia, we thank God for all our Georgia listeners all over the world. We thank God for each and every one of you. Tennessee, I'm not going to forget about you. I see you. Canada, I see you, Canada. God bless you as well. And we thank God for all our listeners and peoples of God all over the world. We hope that we give you something that truly you can embrace. One thing I can truly say, we're not going to try to give you something just to hype you up. In other words, just give you some injections and send you on the way. We have the love of God too much inside of us for that. And I truly believe that you come getting ready, coming into your blessed season, but you just going to have to hold out. Amen. Every season that you're going to get ready to go through, especially if you're blessed time and you're going to get ready to get the blessed set timing of God, you're going to go through a little turbulence. You just hold out as you go through the little turbulence of life or within yourself or the wars that you have to go through, because God got a blessing with your name on it. It's only the focus that's going to get it. I'm going to give you some scriptures this morning or here on Eastern Standard Time that is going to help you and understand that God is your protector. So I'm telling you, those that is listening, I want you to go ahead as our mother get ready to pray in the Holy Ghost. You're going to get your pen and paper. That way you could go ahead and write some things down. You'll have this to go back into it and go back and look at it. That way you understand that God is your protector. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and get this going and get it on the road. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson, this morning. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. It's blessed Wednesday morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive our debtors of the most high God. Oh God, hallelujah this morning. Heavenly Father, as I come to you, humbly as I know how, God, coming to the throne of thanksgiving. Hallelujah, God, we thank you just for another day's journey, God. We thank you for touching us this morning with a thing of love, God. And then we begin to rise, God, and coming to give you the glory this morning, God. We realize, God, You didn't have to do it, but you did, God. And so we are still here. And that's enough for us to rise and to praise you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you for everything you have done for us, God. You are mighty good, God, God. You have kept us in a time of trouble, God. You have shielded us and protected us in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you this morning. Continue, Lord. Let's touch our minds this morning, God. Be a mind regulator for us, God. Lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning. We lift every man of God up. Head of O'Shea in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, let them stay up on the wall without coming down, God. Let them continue to cry out your truth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As we sit at your table, God, eating the O'Shea, the food of your God, or the food of the living God. Oh, God, let us begin to chew on it. Everybody stand now. Chew, God, like never before, God. Let us begin to digest the look on them and swallow it, God. Living, no, the most shame. Living, God, for you only, the most shame, no other God, Lord. So we say thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray if anything we have ever did, God, we ask that you forgive us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we cry out for our abuse once more, God. Grace and little book on that. We pray, God, that you constantly keep them, God. Constantly keep them shielded and protected in the name of Jesus, God. We ask this morning, God, that you touch these telephone lines, God. And about every computer, God. We cover them up with the blood of Jesus this morning. And about another about you. We realize no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, God. And we pray, God, this morning that you will touch somebody, God. Somebody will be delivered. Somebody will get their breakthrough in the name of Jesus, God. Somebody's mind will be turned around in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Order our footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Separate us from things, God, that are not like you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for a will, a strong will to continue to push like never before, God. A strong will, God, to just want to love on you. A strong will, God, that want to live for Hallelujah, hallelujah, for you, Jesus, this morning, God. We thank you this morning, God, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. God, don't let us take you for granted. Oh, God, somebody this morning about Sunday. Oh, I pray this morning that our bowed down head will be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I pray this morning. Whatever you're in, God, send out so we can get you out your situation in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask you this morning, God, keep the homeless covered, God, in this cold weather, Lord. Let us continue to have passion like you do, Jesus. Let us continue to love one another, God, send out just like you, God. We realize, God, that's your first commandment. We must love, God, send out. We must love in spite of all, God. Oh, hallelujah, this morning, God. We thank you, Lord. We hold up our family members, God, our spouse this morning. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen our spouse, God. Make them out the means of the most, God, that they need to be in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Humble them, the most, son, that about before the Almighty God. Let them come to the most. Give them a prayer like that. Let them pray like never before. They'll shake the heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and the most, for shielding the ADM in the mighty name of Jesus. Keeping all those shot. They don't send that in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. All of us ought to be giving God the glory this morning. Because he didn't have to wake you up this morning. In spite of all, they don't in spite of all, he did it in high. That's the kind of God we serve. He's a loving God, a kind God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, glory to be to God. Oh, God. But I ask you this morning, let your perfect will be done. And I know it will be done, God. Let us know in this life. We can't do nothing without it, God. Nothing without Christ. We must have him in the head of our life. He's the one that leads us and guides us. Oh, God, this morning, God, I ask, God, I speak in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God. glory to God. They will be filled with the Holy Ghost. They will be led to come to the Most High, you God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah this morning, God. I cry out for the nation, God. In the name of Jesus. Turn them around, God. Begin to shake like never before. Trouble the waters this morning, God. Trouble their waters. They shall see no peace in the mighty name of Jesus under the motion until they begin to obey. Obey this morning. Obey. Abba Shana. Obey in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for keeping a shadow over our head. It wasn't us, God, but it was you on the Oh God, thank you for the shadow over our heads this morning, God. Because we must realize somebody don't have a shadow this morning. Oh God, we were just 1 second away from a shadow over our heads, God. Oh, but yet and still we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our journey this morning, God, our birth kids, God, in the name of Jesus. God. Draw them near to you, God. Only you can save them and fill them with your precious Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Protecting every line, laptop, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that your anointing even come through the telephone line and the computer, God, this morning. Have your way, God. Break every joke, every stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight, because there's nothing that we see out of our sight with the natural eyes, but it's all in faith. How about come to the Moshe this morning, God? Break it this morning, Lord. Break out of our sight. Break it in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pulling down every stronghold. Every stronghold got to go this time. Little motion up in the authority of Jesus Christ this morning, God. So we thank you, Lord. Everything that you do, God, we thank you for your perfect will this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, these things we ask this morning, God. In the name of the Father, and the precious Holy Ghost that we pray. And Jesus, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Father, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for releasing deliverance upon our life, upon our minds, upon everything that we touch. We thank you, God, for giving us deliverance and giving us the tools that we need in our workplace, in our marketplace, God, in our everyday life, God. Just coexist with one another in relationship, some in brotherly love, some in sisterly love, some just in Christian love, God. We thank you, God, that today, Almighty God, and here on out, that we are delivered, we be able to operate in marketplaces, we able to operate in our jobs, in our careers, in individual lines. No longer we going to be a liability to individuals that we come in contact with, that we come in contact and we meet, God. But yet we should be one that empower, my God, individuals, God, for the gospel and for the kingdom of you. That way we can stand, God, and we say thank you. We refuse to move backwards. We refuse to move backwards in our feelings, in our emotions, in our thought process. We refuse to move backwards, God, into the things and also to walk within you. We shall keep our eyes lifted up. We shall keep moving forward. We are not going to allow my God of money, different warfare, different things that try to accomplish our life. Before to come in and try to do it again. We already defeated that Goliath, and my Bible never told me how David done defeated the Goliath. The Goliath done resurrected from the grave and retried to fight David again. Once David defeated the Goliath, that was it. It was done. It was over. So, God, I thank you for everything trying to bring in imagination, for everything that the enemy is trying to do with intimidation. Everything that the enemy is trying to do, we dismantle his prop, we dismantle his weapons, we dismantle his strategy, we dismantle everything about him, God,
in the name
of Jesus, because we shall not go back
are around the same mountain. We will not
Amen.
Be manipulated. We will not be deceived.
Amen.
We will not be conned or carried into, my God, into the things of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we expose every hidden plan that he has, not only for our life, but for our relationship, our spouse, our children, even on our job places, even in our marketplace. We expose it in the name of Jesus. We must take the lid off and take the cover off that on everybody that is connected to us, around us, God, that you have signed in this season. We must reveal, God, and we expect what is around us. We expect what is connected to us, because no weapon formed against us is not going to prosper. This 2019, the enemy is going to recognize that we are determined. We are not going to quit. We are not going to go into a whining session, a self-pity session. We are not going to talk about things, my God, that is not going to bring a life, and not going to bring sin. We coming through like a bulldozer. We coming through like a bull with horns on his head. Demolishing everything that is in our way that is not of God. If that's you this morning, you need to give God some praise. If that's you this morning, you need to take a stand and say, I'm not going to have it. We're going to reach that place that God has for us. And that's the place where the blessing is going to stay. That's the place where I'm going to be scared when I receive my blessing. That's the place where you didn't even think that you're going to be able to get it, because you never was raised up in it. You never lived in it. You never seen it. You just seen it through somebody else. You've seen this blessing or heard this blessing through somebody else. That's the place that I declare and decree this morning, that saints of God, that's where your focus is going to be. That's where your mind going to be. That's where you're going to start steering your home, steering your family into the place where the blessings of the Lord not only make it rich and added no sorrow, but it's going to scare the living sucks out of you, because you never thought that you could have so much of finances. You never thought that you never thought that you couldn't be so happy. You couldn't walk around with joy. You never thought that your birthday is the day that God has for you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Holy Ghost, round the anointing that you placed on God, placed on our lives, let us and move like none of us can. Show us, God, in the name of Jesus. It will be. This is the best day. This is the day that you shall rejoice. This is the day. Let us come and rejoice into the things of the Lord. Somebody need to worship him. Somebody need to thank him. Somebody need to lift him up. Somebody need to magnify his holy name. This is the day, my God of love, that I give thanks. We give thanks unto the Lord, our God. Everything that the enemy tried, it's not going to work, because you're a son and you're a daughter of the Most High. So all that's left for you to do is give praise and give thanks and glorify the glory of God, because his will not, it won't, it's not going to prosper in your life. And it's the Lord. It will be so. It is so. You go ahead and rejoice. You go ahead and thank him. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that it has done for me, for my home, for my family, for my mind, for my body, for my career, I can do nothing but give joy when I think about what he do. You give joy when you think about what God has done for you. Do you get joy? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is so.
Hallelujah.
It is so. God, we thank you. Sometimes we have to be taken back. Taken back and put ourselves back in perspective. Put ourselves back into place. Sometimes we need to be reminded what God God done brought us from. Sometimes we need to be reminded what God done did from us. Sometimes we need
Amen.
To be reminded that God, you didn't bring us this far to leave us now.
Amen.
Sometimes we need to be reminded that we are stronger now. We are wiser now. We are walking into the faith. Sometimes we just need to be reminded who we are in God, who we are in Christ, who we are. Sometimes we just need to be reminded. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Almighty God, this morning.
I want to drop something in your spirit for those just want to help you, want to give you something this morning to keep going and keep pressing, veering, and keep pressing your way. I hope the word of God will get stirred up in your belly, that you'll be ready to engage into the word of God like never before. Your weapons is into the information. Your weapons, how to use. Your weapons is understanding how to use the time and the season and a place to use the information that you are gathered. The Bible and the word of God is absolutely correct. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts asunder. It devour. It separates the bone, my God, from the joint, oh my God, and it separates in the name of Jesus. It's absolutely correct. The thing about it is, if we don't really understand, my God, how to, my God, articulate the word of God and the timing to articulate the word of God. And that comes from is something that I go through. Is it God's divine will? If it's God's divine will on things that you go through in life, it doesn't matter how many scriptures you put on it. It doesn't matter how many times you rebuke the devil. You cannot get away from it. Certain things is called divine timing. Just like when Daniel was in the lion's den, that wasn't something that the devil put him in. That wasn't something that his haters put him in. That was something that was divinely ordered by God, because God needed to show somebody else that he is Lord by God. So sometimes God will use you, my God Almighty, as the simple piece to let somebody else know that no weapon formed against you in your life is not going to prosper. So while all your haters looking at you, God said, I'm still going to be blessing you. While all your haters talking about you, God said, I'm still going to have you to reign. Even though you're in a place of captivity, even though you're in a place where the lions can devour you, you got to understand your trust is not in men. Your trust is not in the things around you. Your trust is in who? The Lord thy God. So therefore, if your trust in the Lord thy God, God got to call some other folks to be a believer, and he's going to use you, my God, just as though he don't use the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in a fiery furnace where something should have killed them, something should have burned them up. But when anything that you go through is divinely ordered by God and your footstep is ordered by God, it doesn't matter how hot the fire furnace get turned up. It doesn't matter how hot it get turned up on your life. You got to understand that whatever it's designed to do, it's not going to prosper. Whatever the attack is designed to do, it's not going to hurt you. But I hear me? It's not going to hurt you. Whatever the sickness designed to do, it's not going to happen. My God Almighty, you will keep moving forward. You will keep going where? Forward.
Amen.
So everything. You understand this. Everything is a time and a season. Everything is not because the devil is on my trail. Some things the enemy just wants you to think he's on your trail, but he's not on your trail. Some things is ordered and divinely ordered by God. And since it's ordered and divinely by God, you cannot avoid the process. You must go through. I know, my God, a lion, Daniel Nim could have wished to avoid the lion's den. They probably could have. If the three Hebrew boys could have wished to avoid the lion's den, they probably, y'all better hear me. They probably could have. Y'all better hear me. If you to afford some things that you are not going to be able to afford to miss. You got to understand that the Lord thy God is with you. One thing about a struggle comes from a lack of information and a lack of resource. When you have a lack of information and a lack of resource, now you're going to begin to come into a struggle. Why? Because you exhausted all the information and all the resources that you have. That's where a struggle going to begin to come in, and y'all got to hear me. But if you was in a financial struggle and you know that you got a check coming on your way, that struggle will not be a struggle. All you're going to be doing is say, I just need to hold out to Friday. If I can just make it to Friday, because I got a check coming on Friday. I'm not worried about what's going on today. All we got to do is put the straps together, and Friday we got a payday coming. Why? Because you have the information, and you know you got the resources that is going to be coming in your life. So therefore, what could have been a struggle is not a struggle. And that's where the Word of God comes in. And so many of us, we just don't have enough information. We don't have enough resources down in our spirit. So therefore, when things come, we only tap into what we know. We only tap into the resources that we have. The resources that we have, and you might look at it, it's another trial. Maybe there ain't another trial. God just want to use you to show you that no weapon formed against you ain't going to prosper. God do that with a pastor right now today. All the haters, all the spies, all the ones want to be dipping tongues. All God trying to do to show ADM, no matter what you don't say, no matter what you want to come against, no matter what you want to speak against, no weapon formed against him is not going to prosper. So he y'all got to hear me this morning. He uses us as a witness that if you could stand inside of the will of God, it doesn't matter what somebody's saying. It doesn't matter what somebody thinks. It's all that is matter is what God says. Y'all hear me? Do you know who is our protector? Do you know when you don't came into a place of salvation and accepted the Lord as your personal Savior? Do you know who you got on your side? Do you know who you got on your team? You cannot lose. It's impossible for you to lose when you got God on your side. Help me this morning. On your side. When you got God on your side, you cannot lose. You won't lose. You ain't going to never lose. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Some people probably say, well, they don't pass on. They don't. They passed on. That's when the journey is going to begin. Right now, Pastor Smith talk about it all the time. We just in a dressing room to get ready for what journey we're going to take. The journey is where we cross over. So you have not lose, especially when you got God in your heart. You have not lose when you're keeping the faith. You have not lose when you're staying focused into the will of God. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. You could be in a fiery furnace. You could be in a lion den. You could get ready to deal with Goliath. One thing I do know, that when you're on a winner's team, you're on a winner's side. My God, you're on a winner's side. You're on the winner's side. First Corinthians 10 and 13, she says, no temptation. No temptation has overtaken you except what is coming to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what can you bear. He will not allow you to be protected beyond what God is not going to put too much on you to compare. Y'all got to hear me. When you're in the will of God, of course you're going to face some issues. Of course you're going to face some opposition. But God is not going to allow it to overtake. Y'all got to hear me. Overtaking you. Amen. You are not going to be overtaken. You just hold your head up. Let them keep hating on you and do season. God got them. Let them keep saying what they want to say and do new season.
Amen.
God got him. You just keep walking
yes.
forward and understand
Amen.
That when you walk it and trust in God, everything's
yes.
gonna be all right. Let them
yes,
keep walking behind a desk, trying to shut you down, trying to shut you out. It's okay because long as you got
yes,
King Jesus, y'all gonna hear me this morning, church.
Long
as you got King Jesus, even though you don't get lied on,
yes.
talk about the streeters, long as you got King Jesus, you don't need nobody.
Yes.
Y'all gonna holler at your boy.
Hallelujah.
Scripture says, and at the first of the scripture, it's talking about not a spiritual demonic being. It's not talking about a spiritual being. It's talking about a natural man, a natural woman. The Bible says no temptation has overtaken you except what's coming to mankind. It's talking about mankind. Y'all hear me? So not everything is an assault of a devil. No, man got some evil in they got some evil influence. But just let you know, regardless of what type of evil influence, it's wrong to work. Because why? You got God on your side. You're walking in the
Amen.
Will of Him. So, baby, lift your hands up. The Bible says, shake the dust off your feet. And you keep walking into the things of the Lord.
Second, my God,
Thessalonians 3:3. It says, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. The Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. This is why God don't deal with self-pity prayer. This is why God don't deal with, oh, God, here they come. They mess with me. This is why he don't deal with. Because he already tell you, keep on walking. I protect you. I'm already giving you the word.
Amen.
I'm already giving you the notice. My God, see, we get in a struggle with these things because of the lack of information and a lack of resources. Because when we start getting these things down in our spirit, we can pull them out in the time that we are about to hear me. You can pull them out in the time that you need. I'm not worrying about you because my Bible tells me that God is my protector. He is my resources. All I got to do is keep walking with him. All I got to do is keep being focused on him. Say what you want to say. Say what you got to pray.
Yes.
Say what you want to do or whatever. I got to, you got to, we got to keep walking into it.
Amen.
The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful in his strength, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. You don't want to 31:6. Deuteronomy 31:6. Y'all know this one. It says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid
Amen.
Or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never do what? He will never leave you or forsake you. I got a question. Watch this. Mothers can answer this here. Can your baby that is in the womb of your stomach, can it decide to leave out of your womb of your stomach when it feel like it? Can it decide to leave out of you when it feel like it? It feel like just coming out of your stomach, cutting the umbilical cord, doing all it kind of do, and just feel like walking away. Y'all hear me? It feel like walking away. No, that baby is not going to do that. Until the due time, until the time, oh my God, where it's time to give birth to that child going to be right there in your womb. Wherever you go, the child go. You go to the store, the child go with you. You go to church, the child. Whatever it is, you go into a wrong place, the child going into a wrong place with you. Why? Because it is connected to you. It is in you. Well, this is what God is talking about right now. When you are in him, you are connected in him. You are inside of God. Wherever you go, I go. Wherever God go, you go. Y'all gotta hear me.
Amen.
Because we are with, we are in God. You are in who? You are in God. You are in God.
Amen.
Wherever you go, I go. Deuteronomy says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid of the terror because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He can't leave you because you're in you. You are in him.
you're in him. It's just like a child, like a mother got a child that is pregnant with a child. That child can't leave. That child gonna go everywhere with the mother. Y'all better hear me. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10 says, my God, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. My God, I will strengthen you. I will hold you. Proverbs 2:11. Watch this. Proverbs, my God Almighty. Proverbs 2:11, it says, my God, protection. It says, I will protect you. And understand, I will guide you. God not only going to protect you, he is your what? Guider. We don't have to get into a struggle. You don't need to get into a struggle. I declare and decree that everyone that is listening on the sound of our voice, everyone that is listening this morning, your struggle days is over. Struggle don't have anything to do with oppositions coming in your life. Struggle don't have anything to do with different things or different issues might occur. Struggle has something to do with lack of information. Y'all hear me? Because when you get the information and when you believe what God says and you believe what the Lord says and you hold God according to what the Word has delivered, your struggle is over. How many of you know that this is the last struggle of this year or of your lifetime that you're going to have because you know what the Word says, you know what God says, you're not in a struggle. I don't get in a struggle.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
My God Almighty. No, you're not in a struggle. It is over. Watch this. Proverbs 4:6. Proverbs 4:6. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. God, this is so deep. Proverbs is a book of wisdom, but that comes so deep. It says, do not forsake wisdom, and it calls wisdom a her. It calls her. So in other words, my God Almighty, we have to embrace wisdom. We have to be, what my father said, we have to romance wisdom. We have to put on wisdom. You got it. Wisdom is very fragile. Amen. Wisdom is what steers a lot of us. It steers us, keep us out of certain situations. Let us not go back into certain things. Book of Psalm 5:11, it says, But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them even sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. How much more do you need? How much more do you need? Who all take refuge in God? I know many of you right now, you take refuge in God. Everything that you need, every resource that you need, you just walk a life that is pleasing unto the Lord. This is where it goes back to the beginning, to make sure your relationship is intact. So many of our relationship has been drawn up or been brought up on the grounds of man, to where we have a war into our relationship because it's the grounds of man. Baby, brothers, sisters, mothers, cousins, uncles, you have to understand that you got to put something in you. That way you won't never be in a struggle. When you have a lack, struggle is also means simply a lack. A lack of what? Probably a lack of joy. A lack of peace, so you struggle in your peace. A lack of finances, so you struggle in your finances. A lack can always cause forth a struggle. A lack of patience, so you struggle with things. A lack of self-control, so you struggle when things come at you. You don't have self-control. A lack will always put you in a place of struggle. Understand that your God done deliver you from the spirit of lack. And God done brought you into a place of prosperity. Keep your eyes focused on him. I just don't, it gets under my skin when God has to use, and we got to address different things. Because once we put ourselves in God, you don't have to worry about anything no more. You don't have to worry about your job laying you off.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to get a layoff. Regardless of what is the commotion or what has been said, You don't have to worry about, my God, you're going to lose this. You're not going to lose. Regardless, if you have to shut that down, God got two or three more open for you.
Amen,
you don't
have
to worry about, you're going to always win. Regardless of what situation might come your way, you're always going to win in Christ Jesus. That's enough to just rejoice all by yourself. That's enough to just have peace all by yourself.
Amen.
And your winning is not the decision of what people think about you. Your winning is not the decision of how people feel about you.
Amen.
Your winning is not about that. Your winning is about how much information that you have that you know your Father in heaven is already a winner. And you connected
Amen.
To the winning team.
Hallelujah.
Those
Hallelujah.
That is not connected to the winning team this morning, you're having doubt. You're shaking left, you're shaking right. I want to pray this prayer over you because I want you to come into the place of where you are having an experience with God. Many people having problems and having trouble are struggling trying to believe because they have not had a counter yet. They have not had a counter with God yet. They have not had something in their life brought them in a counter that God is real. I pray this prayer with different ones that is struggling, ones that is trying to believe. I pray this prayer all the time because I truly believe that is the keeper. I can call our scripture and tell you, repeat after me, ask God to forgive you of your sins. Accept him as your personal Savior. But the choice, but the question is, you still on the grounds of free will. After you say that, you can go back and do what you want to do. After you say that, you could go back and go ahead and experience what you want to experience. Some have said that out of desperation. But I want you to repeat this. If you need him to reveal it, ask God to reveal himself to you. If he's real, like the Bible say he is, if he's real, like it's been said in real, you need to ask God, reveal some part of the heavens, some part of the kingdom to let me know it's real. I pray this morning that you have a counter with God, that where your spirit, your faith will be life-changing, life-changing. And when you have your encounter with God, I want you to accept him. And your belief is not upon what man says, but your belief is upon on what you experience, that you had a counter with God. You had a counter with God that you cannot explain. Once you do that, now it's time to get somewhere to learn Bible. Learn scripture. And you don't need to get into some demon-fearing people that all they see is a demon and a devil. It's time for you to reign in victory. Who is your Father? He is a Father that many mansions. He is your Father that has everything. He is your Father that is protecting you. He is your Father that is not going to allow you to fail. Scripture says he's not going to forsake you nor leave you. He is your Father that even not the enemy don't have the power to overtake him. When he tried, he got put out. So why should you worry about the terrorist that comes by night? Worry about God, my God Almighty, that will put the terrorists to flight. Saints of God, I hope we gave you something. If you want more scriptures, we will give you more. I can give you more, but you need to reach out to me, and for we could give you more. It's a long list of scripture for dealing with no matter what time you are dealing with or what season you are dealing with. It's a long list. I want you to be good students of the gospel and of the word. Do not stop, my God, learning the word of God because you got a couple of scripture or you don't hear a couple of revelation. The teaching never stops. When you begin to think you got it, you're in trouble. That's the beginning stage that the enemy is on your trail. You never get it. That's why we have to speak in eternity with God, because there's so much information. We're going to see so much signs of God to where you will never get bored. You always experience something new in heaven to do with that creation. Amen. It's your time. It's your season.
Amen.
And I truly believe that you are in a blessed place, but your blessed place has to be interpreted correctly. Many of us interpret our blessed place as if we're going through a trial, as if the devil is on our track. You got to understand, when Daniel was in the lion's den, even though Daniel might not like it or want to try to figure it out, my God, but guess what? Daniel was in a blessed place. Hebrew boys was in a where they was in a blessed place. No, he was in a blessed place. My God, you are in a blessed place, even though it looks like you're on the go. Trust me, when you're in God, you are in a blessed place. It's not going to what? Fail. God bless you all. We'll see you tonight with my very own Mother Helen at 7 o'clock. God bless you. Let's keep fasting, keep praying, and seeking the Lord our God. God bless all.